Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In today's episode, Monday Motivation, Finding Your Own Space, Ella continues her 7-part series, Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies, with a focus on the sacral chakra. And now, your host. Enchanted Monday, my enchanted beast. How are you? I am so happy to be here. I had a great weekend. I hope you guys did. My daughter turned 18 on the 5th of October, and I'm not gonna front. I was like wigging out a little bit because she's my firstborn, and I was, oh my God, she's 18. She's 18. So wrapping my mind around the fact that I now have an 18-year-old, it took me a while. It took me a while, but I did it by her birthday. And so that was great. And I had a great weekend. But I'm so happy that it's Monday because I get to slide right back in to our 7-part chakra series, Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies. Today, I want to motivate you to find your space. And we're going to do that by dealing with the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is the second chakra. It's right above the root chakra. And where your root chakra anchors you, make sure you're stable, all your basic needs are met. The sacral chakra establishes you. I'm going to say that again. Your root chakra anchors you, ensures you're stable and all of your basic needs are met. The sacral chakra, housed in the reproductive area of the body, that chakra is what establishes you. Okay? So, this is where growth begins. Now, if I had a favorite chakra, I'm going to probably put the sacral chakra in the running for top chakra for me. Its sole function is pleasure. Its sole function is pleasure. It's associated with the emotional body. And the emotional body is what houses all of our feelings, right? Now, I don't like judgment words for good and bad, negative and positive, evil and saintly. I don't like those words because I'm not a judgy person. Every feeling we have is a valid feeling, right? And they're all housed in our emotional bodies, and we have them so that we are able to understand, process, and assess what's going on around us. So if our sacral chakra is associated with our emotional bodies and its sole purpose is to provide pleasurable experiences for us, then I'm choosing to look at our emotions as one of two types. Our emotions are either going to be pleasurable, and our sacral chakra is going to love that, right? Or our emotions are going to cause us displeasure. And that's going to throw a monkey wrench in the wheel. And the sacral chakra is not going to be happy. Okay? So there's either pleasure or there's displeasure. And since our sacral chakra is associated with our emotional house, then we either have pleasurable feelings or displeasurable feelings. Can we all agree to work from that perspective? Good. I'm assuming you all have just sh shook your heads. Yes. So, not only is the sacral chakra associated with the emotional body, it's associated with our sensuality, with our sexual selves. It is also where our creativity is housed. Now, I've said this a thousand different ways to a thousand different people, and I say it because I just, I believe it's true. All the energy that we have comes from one source. Our sexual energy. All other energies flow through our sexual selves. How's that? Your root chakra anchors you. It ensures that your basic needs are met and you're stable. Your sacral chakra establishes you. This is where we start to grow. The energy that is released in your root chakra, it is the potential energy of Kundalini, right? And it is that potential energy that flows up into the sacral chakra. Once that energy starts spinning in the sacral chakra, the chakra associated with pleasure, with creativity, and with our sexual selves, then that's the energy that flows up to our higher elevated selves, our higher elevated chakras. It is the energy of sexual chakra, the sacral chakra, that flows through the rest and allows us to live our very best lives. So, what am I saying? I'm saying when you're finding your own space, when you're working through your sacral chakra, you have to ask yourself one question. Am I satisfied? Because that is what pleasure is. Webster defines pleasure as satisfaction and enjoyment. Definition two, sexual satisfaction and enjoyment. That's it. It's about being satisfied. Am I satisfied? And am I enjoying my life? And if your answer to that is no, and when I say your life, I mean every aspect of it, not, two-thirds of it, no, all of it. I am 100% satisfied with my life. I enjoy 100% of every aspect of my life. Then your sacral chakra is working. It's great. The wheels are turning, the energy's spinning. You're moving into the solar plexus. You're a week ahead, okay? But ladies, if you can't say that you are 100% satisfied and that you are enjoying 100% of every aspect of your life, then we have work to do. And for the most part, most of us can't say that we are 100% satisfied and that we are enjoying 100% of every aspect of this life that we are living. So we have work to do, right? When we consider the chakra and its energy and how it moves, Its function is fluidity and flexibility. So, are you flexible? Are you moving like the water? Or are you the container? This is a question that I would pose to my daughters all the time. And I ask myself when I realize I'm stuck and I'm not moving, I have to say, have I become the container? Or am I still the water? How's that, Ella? Well, think about water. You put it in a container, it takes on the shape of the container. You pour it into another container, it takes on the shape of that container, forgetting completely about the shape it was in prior to being in its new shape. Right? The container stays the same. It does not change. It cannot change. But the water can change its shape. It just takes on the shape of wherever it has flown into. Consider the river. The water is not going to stop because the passageway gets narrow in the river. It's just going to flow through a narrower passageway. And over time, the water will eventually change the shape of the container because it's so powerful. It will not stop because the shape changes. It will continue to flow, and eventually, the shape will yield to the need of the water. How do we apply that to finding our space, to establishing ourselves, to living our most satisfied and enjoyable lives? We cannot allow anything that tries to box us in to do so. We have to be as fluid and as flexible and as powerful, as consistent, as tenacious as the river, as water, as the energy of our sacral chakra. We've got to move in the way the energy of our sacral chakra moves. And how are we doing this? What's powering this movement? What does it mean to find a space, to find our space? How do we do that? Well, it's simple, really, as most things are. Things are so simple, and we just make it so hard trying to figure it out, trying to put a special name to it, trying to, make it look a certain way. But it's simple. You seek what brings you pleasure. You seek what satisfies you. You go after what brings you joy and contentment. You seek pleasure. You become an Epicurean. You are about the pleasures of life. That is how you find your space. That is how you establish yourself. It is how you keep flowing. You keep moving forward. You seek pleasure. Okay, I know. I'm going to stop because I've been saying the word pleasure repeatedly since I started this. And every time I say it, something in the back of my mind says, "Ooh, girl, you should whisper that word because that's one of those words people just don't throw out every day. That's not like an everyday word. I had a pleasurable experience in the restaurant. People are going to assume you had a quickie in the bathroom, right?" Pleasure is one of those words that makes us feel a little bit like, "Ooh, That's a dirty word. Do we not have the right to seek out our pleasure? Do we not have a right to be satisfied in what we are doing? Are we not supposed to enjoy our experiences in this place? What makes the word pleasure so uncomfortable for people, so difficult to define, even more difficult to talk about? Especially for women, we feel all kinds of mixed up by saying, I want pleasure in my life. I want things that bring me joy in my life. I'm not settling for nice. I'm not settling for good enough. I want satisfaction. Women have a hard time saying that. We especially will just settle for whatever we can get. Because somewhere, someone has indoctrinated every woman with this concept of seeking satisfaction is only the right of a man. Men are the only ones who have the right to be satisfied with their workplace, with their relationships, with their sex lives, with their, you know, friends, that they are the only ones who have the right to seek satisfaction. Women, just be happy you got whatever it is you got. Okay? You know, don't do that. Women aren't out here trying to be satisfied. That's a man's place. Lie. That is a lie. And it is for that reason that so many of us are stuck. And we're so dissatisfied. We can't pinpoint anything. All of our basic needs are met, right? We're anchored. Boom. We don't even understand how it happened, but we're anchored. We can manage that money. We can be, you know, whatever we need to be, but that's all we can do. We're not satisfied in our careers. We're not satisfied in our homes. We're not satisfied in our beds. We're not satisfied with our friends. We're not satisfied with ourselves. And we don't understand why we can't get past that. We can't put our finger on what's holding us back. Right? The moment we try to go out and find some satisfaction, join a group of women who are supporting each other and lifting each other up. But then to do that, we have to leave home for an hour, maybe 2 hours, you know, with going and coming. And then we come home and everybody's like, well, we didn't really have anything to eat for dinner. So now we feel guilty because we went out to try and find some satisfaction, right? Seeking a little bit of pleasure. We come home, we talk to our husbands or our spouses, and we say, hey, you know, I would really, really, really like to try something different in our bedroom because I'm really not satisfied sexually. And I would like to, oh no. Now his feelings are hurt. You're questioning my masculinity. You don't think I know what I'm doing in this bed. Don't we have kids? I don't hear you complaining. This is the first time you've ever, okay, I'm sorry. You know what? It's probably just me. I feel, you feel guilty now that you caused him to question whether or not he's a great lover, but you're still not satisfied, right? Where is this guilt coming from? And how is this guilt perpetuating your dissatisfaction with your life? Where is this guilt coming from? And how is it continuously keeping you in a state of displeasure, in a state of a blocked sacral chakra? The number one blocker of the second chakra is guilt. Because we don't feel like we have a right to seek, to actively seek out what brings us pleasure. We don't feel like we have a right to create a space that is pleasurable for us. But that's exactly what your sacral chakra is designed to do, to help you seek out what brings you pleasure. If it's not bringing you pleasure and your sacral chakra is open and that energy is moving, it won't let you stay in that environment. It will show you how to get out of it, push you away from it if you listen, right? I mean, here are some areas that are affected, right, by your sacral chakra. Obviously, the emotions, relationships, because we develop relationships from our emotional bodies, right? Our sexuality, because that's housed in the sacral chakra. Relating to ourselves and others, that's understanding and knowing who you are and being able to truly understand and know who others are, right? Our creativity is affected by our chakra. Our fantasies, our ability to dream and see better for ourselves, that's all affected by our chakras. Now, if the chakra is blocked, what can we expect to happen? Well, you can expect to probably be jealous, manipulative. Maybe you're sexually addicted because you keep trying to find satisfaction. You don't have boundaries. You don't know how to set boundaries. You don't know how to respect boundaries. You are ruled by your emotions. You're forever in drama. You know people like this. You might be that person. Every day there's drama. Like soap opera drama, right? You have crazy mood swings and you are in constant need of more stuff. My house is flowing over with stuff. But why is that? Because I'm not satisfied with anything. And I don't know how to be satisfied. And I don't know how to ask for what I really want. I don't know how to go get what I really want. And so because I am dissatisfied and I'm not doing the work of my chakra, I just keep piling on more and more stuff. Or I just keep encroaching on other people's boundaries. Or I don't even know how to set boundaries for myself. And I'm always looking to see what other people have because I'm jealous and petty like that. Or maybe you're on the other end of the spectrum. Maybe you're aloof. You don't even know what's going on. People don't know how to approach you because you have absolutely no warmth. Perhaps you're always scared something's going to change because if it changes, you've already gotten used to being this dissatisfied. So another change is going to make you even more dissatisfied. You just want to be comfortable in your misery. You don't have any focus. You lack social skills. You don't know what to do in a crowded room. You see people you don't know. You go stand by the wall. You lack passion. Passion. That thing that you're willing to sacrifice everything for. You don't have that. You have absolutely no passion about anything. You're not excited about anything. Not Christmas trees. Not a bonus, not a new car, you got a new house, nothing. Nothing excites you. And know when something amazing happens for you? Something that you probably want to have happen. You deny that you're feeling satisfied, that you're experiencing joy. You can't even acknowledge or accept pleasure. Why would we be here if we were not supposed to live a satisfied and enjoyable life? Why would we be here if that's not what we're supposed to do? Right? So, what kinds of activities, what kinds of situations can cause mayhem in our sacral chakra? And again, with these lower chakras, this stuff is 9 times out of 10 things that have been done to you, not something that you have decidedly chosen for yourself. Usually, if you're having blockage or issues in your lower chakras, right? The root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus. If you're having issues there, more than likely it is something that was done to you early in life, before you had a voice, before you had, a space, right, to say what you wanted to say and do what you wanted to do. These things were done to you, around you, through you, right? So, obvious sex abuse. If you are a sex abuse survivor, then it makes perfect sense that your sacral chakra is blocked. You don't have a healthy understanding of sex and sexuality and its energy and its power because at some point, someone took that from you, negated your right to find satisfaction in that area on your terms. So, if you are a sexual abuse survivor, there's a really good chance that your lower sh that your chakras are blocked. If you've been emotionally abused, then yeah, that would do it because your sacral chakra is associated with your emotional body. And if you've been emotionally abused, then you wouldn't have an understanding of what satisfies you emotionally. You don't think you have a right to that. If you've been in volatile situations, right? Everybody's fighting in your house, or there's always some type of violence around you, in your neighborhood, in your school, in your wherever. It's always volatile. There's never a moment of peace. There's never a space for it to be quiet. If that is something that you grew up with, then yeah. You're not trying to find pleasure. You're just trying to be safe. You don't have an opportunity to seek out pleasure. You're just trying to seek out safety. You're stuck in the root chakra. If you've been neglected, rejected, if as a child, no one took your feelings into consideration, no one believed you when you spoke to them about whatever it was you spoke to them about, then yes, your sacral chakra has been compromised because your emotional self was not validated. Right? If you grew up in a emo, excuse me, a religious or morally severe environment, I'm going to stop because here's the deal. I'm not talking about your parents made you get up and go to Sunday school and then church and you had to go to Bible study and you sang on the choir. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a severely repressed and oppressed religious or moral environment. There's no way your sacral chakra is going to function well. Because environments like that oppress and repress your desire for satisfaction. You're not supposed to experience pleasure. That's a sin. If feeling good is a sin, then you grew up in an overly restrictive religious or moral environment. If finding reasons to laugh and enjoy yourself and be excited is a sin, then you grew up in an overly restrictive religious or moral environment. Okay? Children of alcoholic families tend to have issues with their sacral chakra for obvious reasons. But if it's not obvious, then we can just go for everything minus their religious or moral severity, everything above that. There's likely some emotional abuse. I'm sure there's volatile situations, neglect, rejection, denial of child's feelings. If you are growing up in an alcoholic family, then who's raising you? Who's paying attention to you? Who's validating your feelings? Who's making sure that you are having an enjoyable experience? Who's ensuring that you have opportunities to seek your own pleasure? Who's protecting you from sexual abuse? Who's protecting you from mental abuse? Probably nobody. Now, like I said, all of this, this is stuff that's done to us. It's not something that we invite into our lives. But just because it's done to us, usually in our childhood, does not mean we cannot correct it. These energy wheels, our chakras, we can clean them. We can balance them. We can make sure that they're functioning the way they're supposed to, right? How do we balance? How do we clean? How do we find our space in the sacral chakra? We do so through yoga. We want fluid movements. Yoga poses that allow us to flow like the water. Find yourself a good yoga studio. If not, go online, YouTube. Get you a $5 yoga mat from Five and Below. Start moving your body. We do this through meditation and affirmation. If you want to go onto my Pinterest page, I'll put a link in the description so that you can go and find the affirmations that I have for the sacral chakra, meditations. This color is still associated with orange. Eat a lot of orange foods. It helps. Preferably eat them raw. It helps. It helps to balance out the chakra system. Surround yourself with water. Have a small fountain in your meditation space. Go take a walk by the lake whenever you can. If it's raining, go out there. Become a part of that. Let that become a part of you. We balance our chakra, our sacral chakra, by honoring what brings us pleasure, by actively seeking our own pleasure. Every time we give ourselves permission to enjoy something, to connect with something or someone, every time We allow ourselves the right to be happy. We are finding our space. We are balancing our chakras. When we allow ourselves to become flexible in our thoughts, when we're not so rigid in our approach to living, we're balancing our sacral chakra. When we can expand our personal identities and acknowledge that we are multifaceted people, we are balancing our sacral chakras. When we are able to nurture our relationships with ourselves and others, when we are seeking actively a harmonious exchange of emotions. That sounds great, right? Harmonious exchange of emotions. When we actively seek that, when we actively demand that from all of our relationships, we are balancing our sacral chakra, right? When we learn to move gracefully in the world, we move like water. We walk like, yes, I know this space is too small for me to get through, but I am water. I will gracefully get through it. And I will continue to flow through it until it changes for me. But I will not change for it. We are balancing our sacral chakra. When we actively are emotionally intelligent, do you understand what that means? When we are emotionally intelligent, like we're practicing emotional intelligence with ourselves and with others, we're not jumping to conclusions, we're not feeling guilty about every little thing, we are not judgmental and petty. We are practicing emotional intelligence. We are balancing our chakras. When we can experience pleasure, whew, like I don't even know how I could go through my life and not experience pleasure, not give myself permission to enjoy a bubble bath, not give myself permission to acknowledge the beauty of a sunset, not give myself permission to actively seek satisfaction in my marriage bed. No, I don't know. I don't know how that works. If I can't seek satisfaction, if I can't actively seek pleasure and find it in a triple chocolate layered cake, then why am I here? Right? I mean, really, I don't understand. When we can set and respect healthy boundaries for ourselves and others, we are balancing that sacral chakra. When we are able to trust our intuition, not question it, but trust it, we intuitively know without knowing, that means our sacral chakra is turning and that energy is flowing. That means we're ready to rise on up into the solar plexus. We have a sense of humor. We're empathetic. We're able to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes and not feel sorry for them, but we understand. We have compassion. We can relate. That's a balanced sacral chakra. That's how we have found and established our space. If your sacral chakra is blocked, there's no creativity. You can't create anything. You can't bring forth what it is you are designed to bring forth. If you're blocked, if you're not satisfied sexually, you're not going to create anything because your creativity, your creative energy is fed by your sexual energy. And your sexual energy is fed by the energy of your sacral chakra. And if your sacral chakra is blocked, then you're not doing what you were designed to do. You're not creating what you are designed to create, which means you're not living the life you are designed to live. What do we want? Our lives to be like. Well, I want to be anchored so that I know I'm stable and my basic needs are met. But I also want to be satisfied. I want to experience pleasure. I want to enjoy everything I do. I want satisfaction in everything I do. I want to connect with others. I want to connect with myself. I want pleasure. And not only do I want it, I deserve it. It is my divine birthright that I live a life of pleasure and enjoyment and satisfaction, right? Enjoyment, satisfaction, pleasure, synonymous. I have to do my work. Because sometimes things are heaped upon us as children and we can't do anything about it. Right? We can't do anything about all the stuff that we had to deal with when we were kids, the stuff that blocks us. But when you know better, it is your responsibility to do better. So if someone came up to you and said, "Hey, are you tired of feeling like crap 24/7? Don't you want to smile and let it be real?" And you say, "Yeah." Well, have you ever thought about getting your chakras in balance? Maybe you have some blockage in your sacral chakra. Maybe. Are you going to walk away from that? I hope not. The world is a beautiful, mysterious, wonderful place. But it is only that for those of us who know we deserve to experience it that way. Balance your chakras, heal the body. I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday for Wednesday Wisdom. And I hope you guys are motivated to get through the rest of this week. Thanks for joining me in the Enchanted Forest. Bye-bye. This has been Ella Sean with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember to stay enchanted.